Sometimes you gotta go back to actually move forward. I don't mean all the way back to dental school. Let's face it, that was an awful experience. But when it's all said and done, you still have questions. That's what Paul and Justin are here for. To answer your questions as your dental business mentors.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to this edition of Dental Business Mentor. I am joined with my buddy, Dr. Justin Bullar. What's up, Justin?
What's up, man? It's good to be here with you.
Yeah, and we're here ringing in the new year, recording some great episodes for you guys. So what is our question today for this one?
So today we are talking about something that's on a lot of docs' minds. When they get to the practice, they want to be as productive as they can be. And so they can feel good about leaving that practice with a high level of productivity and hopefully don't have to be there 7 days a week. So it's how do I produce more in less time?
Yeah, and that's a good question because I think a lot of people think of that and they think it's drill faster, run faster, see more people, run, go, roller skates, which in parts of my career, it's been like that. But that's not what it's really about. So when I think about how to produce more in less time, a lot of it has to do with, diagnosis. You know, a big thing is going to be a crown to filling ratio. Are you being a little bit too conservative on filling teeth that need to be crowned? That's one thing. Another thing I can think about is the way you schedule, productive scheduling, using templates. And what that is making sure that you save spots for high production procedures such as crowns and root canals. And, you know, we go through that in the Dental Business Mentor site. There's a whole module on how to schedule like that. But, you know, another thing that I've realized, and this was just something recent in my practice, is that I had an assistant out because she had a cold. She was symptomatic. She did not have the virus, but she was out because she was symptomatic waiting on a test. And I did a root canal with an assistant I don't normally do root canals with. And there was a lot of time with me telling her what's next. Not that she didn't know what was next, but it was like, when I was working the canals with my rotary files, I was like telling her, okay, get out your obturator, start measuring your obturator, start getting out your paper points. Okay, get the EDTA loaded in the syringe. You know, you can mix your sealer now. It's not going to set up on us because my sealer will usually take about 30 minutes to set. It's just all these little points that there's downtime, and it's because we don't really sit down. I do this with my two assistants. We sit down and we say, how can we do this faster? And if you saw me and my assistants work, you'd be like, wow, you guys do things a lot really fast. So that's would say the third thing that I'd say is like really like just talking to your assistant, say, how can we do this faster? And I will add just one more other thing is that how to do more production in less time. And I'm thinking of in means of efficiency is getting your hygienist to co-diagnose with you so you don't have to spend a long time doing exams and stuff like that. But the big ones is going to be your procedural mix and scheduling so that you see those procedures. What would you say, Justin?
I agree with everything you said, man. I think you hit the nail on the head with almost all of them and just going through everything from learning to work well with your team to co-diagnosis and, you know, minimizing downtime. Maybe you got lab cases you're running around looking for, just all the systems around that. But like you said, efficiency is where most people spend most of their time. Like, how do I get better with my assistant? How do we do the co-diagnosis is great. And, you know, involving the entire team is wonderful. But I think when we go back and distill it down to root cause of lack of productivity in the short time we're there, it's number one on the list, I think, is what you said, which is comprehensive diagnosis. We're not maximizing, you know, the presentation and conversion rate with the patient in front of us. So we might have presented a bunch of treatment, but if it didn't get accepted, then it's going to be tough. And I'll just add to that. The other is same day treatment. And so like having the capacity and systems, whether they're just quick bins you can pick up that are already set up, you know, whatever system you have in your practice to make it easier to do same day treatment, be able to give the patient an accurate quote right on the spot, be able to put them in a chair so that you can go numb someone else while they're waiting to hear about the fees. Just all that stuff that you need to sort out to make sure you can deliver same day treatment is important. That's how you're going to get more productive in less time, because otherwise you're just booking those patients out. And the quickest way to increase your billings per hour, production per hour, which is a good measure of how productive you are in a given period of time, right? That's effectively what this question's asking, is how do I on an hourly or daily basis produce more and ethically, right? So the only way to do that is to, let's say you have a patient booked for that hour is to add same day treatment to that same hour. And that could be something in their other quadrant. That could be an emergency that you're doing an extraction on, whatever that may be. That's the definition of more and less time, right? So I think that's important. Scheduling, Paul, you touched on, which is a big one, you know, building in capacity for same day treatment and emergencies, making sure you're templating so that it's not post-op check, post-op check, post-op check, root canal, crown insert, night guard insert. You know, it's not randomly put together, just filling holes. The team needs to understand that. And you alluded to Dental Business Mentor's scheduling module. I watched your section of that as well, and it's great. So we've certainly implemented a lot of those changes on our end. So the only thing I'm going to add, because Paul did such a great job there, is look at your average diagnosis per patient. Just look at the metric. Like, go to your practice management software. There's lots of companies out there. There's Jarvis. There's Dental Intel. There's Practice by Numbers. There's Divergent. There's EDMS. I mean, there's so many companies now that will give you data and relatively accurate data, so you don't have to do this by hand. But get a company to look at these numbers for you and pay them monthly to do it. Average diagnosis per new patient's one. Your treatment conversion rate is number two. Same day treatment percentage is number three. So like, if you start looking at those three numbers for yourself and you start doing better in those areas, well, you're naturally going to improve. So let's talk about how we do that. How do you increase your average diagnosis per new patient? Well, number one, you take more courses and programs, because yeah, I don't know about you, Paul, but every time I come back from an implant course, all I see is missing teeth, right? And so, you know, I came back from some Invisalign summit in Vegas, and I came back and I swear I had seen all these patients before, but now crowding was everywhere, right? Overlapped lateral incisors, and, you know, I'm seeing deep bites. And it's because our mind is so focused on the things that we know, and we're limited by that information. We don't know what we don't know, at risk of using a cliched phrase. It holds true, right? So if you go take courses and programs, you increase that. And I think that's the first way to do it. And then you're going to go into the treatment acceptance, which is communication. So again, DBN has a great communication module. But again, you got to get better at doing that. So that number, if you tweak each of those numbers by 5 or 10%, well, now you've done more in less time.
Well, I'd like to add to what you say with the comprehensive diagnosis. I think a lot of us are guilty of new patient. Oh gosh, they got a lot of big stinky amalgams with cracks in the teeth. I could probably crown like six of these, but I'm only going to tell them about the worst one because I don't want to offend them. And I don't want them to say no, because that's really, really what I want. But then I want to throw this back at you. Think if you're the patient and every 6 months to a year, you came to a place where you walked in thinking everything was fixed and everything was good, and you left with another big $1,000 problem. Nobody wants that. There's a nice way to say, hey, you know, I don't think we'd be being too aggressive if we said that you needed six crowns here. This is the one that I think mostly needs to be done. But at some point in your life, we're going to do all these, and this is the bare minimum amount of dentistry you will need for the rest of your life. And I hate that idea of watching things. Okay, now let me step back. I watch class two fillings because if you don't watch them, you will do them all day long. And I don't want to do that. I want to see a certain level, but I will put watches on things like that. But I hate watching giant teeth that I know that are going to need something just because I don't want to offend the patient. So I would just add that as far as the being more comprehensive in your diagnosis. And the other thing that you were talking about, the same day treatment. Yeah, I totally forgot about that. That's huge. Doing stuff same day. You can fit tons of stuff in same day. So I'll just give you a practical thing that we do in my practice is my assistants, a lot of the times, will go get a hygienist and they will trade for an injection. And what I mean by that is my assistant will set up their room for the next patient, take their x-rays, if my hygienist will go numb a patient for me. So if we want to do same day, you know, hygienist, can you numb this patient because she's coming out of the hygiene thing? Her next patient's coming in, my assistant's going to take that patient and take care of it. So it's all working together as a team. But when you really just are just being the guy that goes in the room, drills, fills, and leaves, and you don't do any of the pickup, cleanup, you don't present the treatment, you don't have to get the patient numb, it doesn't take that long. So you can really add a whole bunch of production by doing that. So I like that you brought that up.
Yeah, 100%, man. You're bang on. I think a lot of our resistance to presenting complex treatment plans comes from the fear of rejection, and you know, which generally is the root cause of that is overwhelming the patient or perhaps coming across as a salesman, right? I think that's most people's fear, certainly mine. I hate that part of it. Like, I never want any of my patients leaving there feeling like, you know, I came here in no pain at all. I saw a dentist 3 years ago and everything was fine. And now this guy's telling me I have a $10,000 treatment plan. I need Invisalign because I have a deep bite. And what the heck is that? I have six posterior crowns because I have these big, massive amalgam fillings that are cracking, but they don't cause me pain. And I think we're all fearful of that. But here's the thing. Over time, that fear subsides because you know it's your job to teach, right? It's our job to teach and educate the patient. If they knew what was wrong, they wouldn't need our exam. And I think the communication piece is so important. So one thing I want to offer to docs is to go back to your treatment presentation and learn how to break it down. One of the things we teach the dentists in our practice is really simply put, I'm going to go through like just the quick version of it is, there's a few areas. Number one, when we have patients who have, let's just say, a missing tooth and everything's all lined up and we're good, well, that's easy. You just have one thing to talk about. You know, they got a couple of fillings and they've had all their ortho, you know, they're all good. That's easy. I'm talking about the patients that come in, they got perio issues, they got, you know, need root canals, all kinds of stuff. So what we're seeing here, Paul, is that there's a number of different areas in your mouth where there's some concerns that are growing. There's some dental problems that are going to grow and they could cause pain, infection, or tooth loss. I just want to take a minute to talk about those. Are you okay with that? Absolutely. That's what they're there for. The next thing is, well, first, we like to focus on number one, what is going to cause you pain, infection, or potential tooth loss now? Like, what's that ticking time bomb? Okay, that's what we want to deal with because every human being wants to avoid pain. The second thing is we're going to start looking at structure and function. Okay, so once we've dealt with pain and infection, we'll deal with structure and function. That's, are the teeth in the right position? Do certain teeth need crowns on them, etc.? And then the third category is missing teeth. Okay, so now we're going to deal with missing teeth and implants or bridges and things of that nature. If you have that kind of in your mind and in the order in which you're going to present, then you simply let the patient know, look, we're going to talk about each of those categories. Go ahead and present. Make sure they understand. But say, look, we can do as little or as much as you like at one time, and we will support whatever decision you make. Do you have any questions? Where would you like to begin? What are your goals? Okay? That's what that comes down to. So there, I think it's really important to just prepare yourself for that. And that's going to help you do more in less time because that is the bottleneck. And I don't want to go too much into communication and treatment presentation, but I think it's so huge. Do you agree?
Yeah, man. And that's what I was just going to say. I really love the way we took this episode because we started talking about producing more, but this was a really good kind of case presentation and comprehensive diagnosis. I like where this went.
Yeah. Awesome.
All right. Well, that's a wrap. Send in your questions, info@dentalbusinessmentor.com. We'll talk to you next time.